Take five.
Welcome to Take Five with Dr. Don Sweeting, president of Reformed Theological Seminary in Orlando. This program is for those willing to take 5 minutes to develop a mind for truth and a heart for God. Here's Don.
Imagine a Joshua without a Moses, a Timothy without a Paul. Imagine the disciples without Jesus. It's hard to do, isn't it? When I try to imagine it, it doesn't look good. Because each of these individuals was nurtured by an older or more experienced person. Mentoring is an intentional learning relationship where a more experienced and knowledgeable person helps and guides another who is less knowledgeable or experienced. Even though the word mentor comes from Homer's Odyssey, the concept of mentoring is one you find all over the Bible. Paul instructed Timothy, "The things you have learned from me, entrust to faithful men who will be able to train others also." He instructed Titus to encourage both men and women in his congregation to mentor younger men and younger women. Friends, this is God's way of transmitting the gospel and the Christian way of life and all kinds of important wisdom lessons to the emerging generation. You may call it by other names, like coaching, discipling, counseling, developing emerging leaders, but whatever you call it, it's basically mentoring, a developmental partnership where one person pours his or her life into another. When I turned 50, I changed the way I do leadership. I made mentoring a high priority. I came to the conviction that one of the jobs of a leader is to train the next generation of leaders, to identify them, prepare them for the day when the leadership baton is placed into their hands. There are lots of reasons why I do this, but most important is I see that it's commended in the Bible. The Christian faith is an imitative faith. Jesus spent time with the next generation of Christian leaders and said, "Follow me." Paul said, "Follow me as I follow Christ." Not only that, I see that this younger generation is longing for senior leaders who will come alongside them, encourage and nurture them. Someone said this emerging generation listens with their eyes. They're looking for models. They are also sometimes referred to as the fatherless generation. Many of them are looking for the father they never had. So in their training, they want more than knowledge. They want someone to show them the way. They want a living curriculum. My vision for mentoring came really by watching John Stott have a succession of study assistants whom he poured his life into. I saw how it transformed these young men's lives, and today most of these individuals are in significant kingdom leadership roles on their own. I was also challenged by watching young men from our church who were training at the Air Force Academy. I saw that the Air Force was not afraid to train and then put millions of dollars of equipment in their hands at a young age. Well, by comparison, I realized that not only was our church not mentoring, but we were overly delaying leadership transfer. So here's what I do. When I started as a seminary president, one of the first things I did was choose a group of students to mentor. I try to expose them to leadership opportunities. I spend time with them individually. I meet with them as a group. I give them leadership experiences. I have a teaching agenda for them. We talk about convictional Christian leadership. We discuss priorities and the disciplines of a leader. We talk about character and attitude, health habits, and the temptations of leadership. We think about the leader and his family. We talk about calling and what does it mean to be a humble but courageous servant leader. I know other people do this more effectively than I do, but I'm resolved to do it until I end my ministry. And you know what? While I'm sure these students benefit from being with me, I greatly benefit from being with them. I learn from them. So let me challenge you. If you are young and desire to lead for the glory of God, find a mentor. If you're in leadership, start giving back. Look around you and pray about mentoring others. Find a mentor or be a mentor. Amidst all the things you could ever do, pouring yourself into the lives of those coming after you is one of the most important.
Thank you for joining us today for Take Five with Dr. Don Sweeting. We hope this broadcast helps you develop a mind for truth and a heart for God. If you'd like to listen again to today's program, go to rts.edu/Orlando.